as Lakers like front line brings it down.
Ezra Arnold was the ball carrier there, Clark. Nope, that's my mistake there. I thought the same thing.
So Ezra Arnold, if I can find him on this roster.
Number 30.
There we go. Number 30 is a 6-foot, 175-pound running back. Those are college numbers right there.
Yeah, 34, Hunter Seeley come in to make the tackle.
T formation, 2nd and 7 coming up. T formation, 3 men in the backfield for USA. Foley hands this one off to his left side, and Keegan Valentine trying to save a touchdown tackle here right at cross midfield out to the 48-yard line as USA marches across midfield. And this is a handoff to number 20, Colton Siebert, out for big gain, 20 yards, in fact.
Yeah, Colton Siebert, if you're looking at the backside of the USA team, he is the right side running back, and all two running backs go in front of him. He's the last one through, gets the ball with two lead blockers, and moves side to side very well, and then jump starts quickly as he bursts by the defender. And if Valentine doesn't make that play, USA's back on the board again.
1st and 10, Patriots. We have a flag as the snap goes, and this is going to be Disco Knight again. False start, 5-yard penalty against USA, pushing them back into their own territory. This will put them at the 46-yard line of their own turf. 13 seconds remain in this first quarter. 7-6 as, I hate to say this, this seems like the wind is starting to die down just a hint.
You hate to say that?
I'm just afraid what it's going to do is in retaliation.
See what you're saying.
So 1st and 15 for USA. We'll have no more play here as the clock winds down at 2 seconds now. 1, and that is the end of the first quarter with Lakers leading 7-6 over the USA Patriots from USA in week number 6 of the regular season on the WLEW Sports Network. Your home for high school football.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
After one quarter, Lakers leads USA 7-6 as both teams on their first possession scored. Lakers just resulted in a punt, and USA now trying to work down the field. They stand at their 46-yard line facing a 1st and 15 after a false start to finish the first quarter. Other scoring, we have Vassar leading Cass City 14-7. That is in the first quarter, as well as Deckerville leading Morris 14-6 in 8-man football. We'll keep you updated on other scores throughout the region as we continue our coverage from USA in week number 6. Tanner Foley starting off things in the T formation as expected for USA, now moving right to left across the radio into the wind. And there is a fumble on this play, they claim, but they're going to say he was down before anything happened. That was a handoff to number 45, Macklin Gettle, for a loss of a yard back at the 44-yard line, and we'll give credit to number 80, Jacob Kretschmer, on that tackle for the Lakers.
USA getting very creative with their wing T offense. This time they try to have Macklin Gettle take one step to his right and then cut left. It's a counter run to the left side as everybody kind of stays to the right. Not fooled, Lakers gets in the backfield, makes the tackle for a loss.
And it's a handoff right through the middle, and Aaron Sines is out for the running across midfield across the 40 and finally brought down to the 37-yard line. They're going to actually say the 38-yard line by, you guessed it, Keegan Valentine. Close to the first down marker, and they're going to say that he has it by a yard. So that is a big pickup for USA. They were at the 38-yard line initially, and all the way across midfield onto the 38-yard line of Laker territory.
Yeah, big run, a big-time run for USA. They get a big gain to get themselves a first down as Sines gets right through the middle undetected, and it takes Keegan Valentine in the deep backfield to make the tackle.
And it's a counter and it's a handoff to number 30, Ezra Arnold. He's not much going there. They say forward progress. Stopped him at the original line of scrimmage as that scrum is starting to pick up. And we give credit to Nicholas Bajarski from Lakers in that front line, that front four for the green and white.
Yeah, Ezra Arnold dives right through the middle. Lakers big defensive tackles there, number 50, number 60. Two guys that are in there. McCardle's one of them. Bajarski's another one. Not being moved right now. There's not a lot of space up the middle. So don't be surprised if the Patriots start going off tackle just a little bit more. That's where they found most of their big gains.
And we apologize for the error for those keeping score at home on Twitter. It's Lakers 7, USA 6, not 2. And say handoff right through the middle.
And he's gone.
And Aaron Sines breaks free. And he's in for the score. Touchdown, USA. From 38 yards out, Aaron Sines scores for the second time on the night. USA with the lead 12-7 over the Lakers. 10:01 left in the second quarter.
Well, they go right back to it. Instead of Arnold, they go to Sines, who is very quickly going to dive right through the middle of the line. Once he gets through that defensive line, the linebackers and the defensive backs are watching the edges where Colton Seabird and guys like that tend to have the most success, and Sines blows right through the middle for a touchdown. Two-point conversion coming up, Clark.
And it's going to be a handoff around the left side, and there's going to be a fumble, and this one is no good. So USA 0-for-2 on two-point conversions in the night, a five-point lead for the Patriots, 12-7, with 10:01 left in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network, USA by 5.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Twelve to seven, USA leading by 5 after an Aaron Sines second score of the night. And they try and go for the onside kick, and it was a well kicked ball, except it hit the wind, and the wind shoved it 3 yards, so basically went 7 yards, and then went out of bounds. And you can't quite do that.
No, they try to onside kick it to the right, Clark, and if you were right handed, it would look like one of your tee shots because it just was low and sliced to the right, and it had no chance of going even 10 yards.
That's not even past the ladies' tees there.
Oh, that's absolutely correct.
Good thing I'm left-handed.
Yes.
So Lakers will start out at the 44-yard line of USA territory. So a very short field to work with. First and 10, left, right across the radio, and the Pistons a handoff to Hunter Sealy. Run the left end, has room to run. He's across the 40 and finally forced down at the 35-yard line for a 9-yard gain before he's brought down by USA's
Macklin Gettle.
Number 45, the defensive back, 5'10", 175-pound junior. Second and a yard to go as USA trying to do some personnel changes. And it's going to be a handoff to Hunter Sealy, and he's brought down in the backfield as it nearly could have been a too many men in the field penalty for USA. And they're actually going to say he lost 3 yards in the play. So Hunter Sealy with -3.
Well, that was a total disaster for Lakers there. As number 30 for the Patriots was trying to get off the field. To me, it didn't look like he did. They ran the play in a hurry to try and get a free 5 yards. They don't get the call and then take a loss of 3. Now 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4 coming up now for Lakers.
Pistol to the right, and Wisner keeps it for himself. He's across the 35-yard line, dives out to the 34. Looks like he has the first down marker by about a half of a yard. It's a 4-yard gain, and it is a first down for the green and white.
That is a play there, Clark, that most people won't see at home. The two running backs that are surrounding Wisner in the backfield, one went right, one went left. Wisner was expecting the total opposite, so when he stuck the ball out to hand it off, No one was there to even do the read option with. And when he realized it, he just took it himself and ran forward and gets the first down. It's a very heads-up play by the quarterback.
Sealy gets the